Here in Maricopa County, Arizona, they're counting more than 2 million ballots by hand nearly 6 months after the 2020 election. The Republican-led state Senate is in charge of the audit, and not the county, which is usually the case. The Senate has hired a private company to do the work, and that's also raising questions about transparency. Let's bring in Andrew Oxford. He's a reporter for the Arizona Republic. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yesterday on MSNBC, Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs said that this count is an attempt to continue promoting the big lie that the election was stolen. Let's listen.
This is nothing more than a fishing expedition designed to continue to undermine voters' confidence in our democratic institutions.
In fact, Maricopa County has already conducted several audits that show the election results were accurate. So what is going on? What's the point of counting these ballots again?
This is the outgrowth of months-long efforts by a number of Republicans in the state Senate who have sought to undermine the results of the presidential election last year. And it's kind of culminated in this, you know, really unusual step of them issuing subpoenas to get all of Maricopa County's ballots. And there are some Republicans in the state Senate who will tell you this has nothing to do with the 2020 presidential election, that they are trying to reassure constituents who have concerns about the election or are trying to investigate election practices so that they can draft policies for future elections. But again, a number of Republicans in the state legislature have been very clear that they wanted to throw out the results of the election altogether. And that also seems to be the goal of a lot of the people who are funding this.
Well, the company that's been hired to do this is called Cyber Ninjas. It's owned by a man who promoted lies that the 2020 election was stolen. What do we need to know about how they're handling this count?
There's a lot more we need to know about how they're handling this count. We only got policies and procedures about the counting process yesterday, unsealed in court, and that was only after a judge ordered the company to release them as part of a lawsuit that was filed by the state Democratic Party and a county supervisor here. And there's still a lot left unanswered by those policies and procedures. Election experts I talked to said that they have questions about the particulars of the counting process. What is the company doing with election machines? So there's still a lot we don't know about how this is being conducted.
Well, maybe one of the reasons is that journalist access has been restricted. At one point, the only way a journalist could get in to observe what was happening there inside the Coliseum, the stadium where it's happening, was to volunteer for a six-hour shift as an observer. What's that about?
This is all playing out in a Coliseum, so there are plenty of seats to go sit and watch all of this. We wouldn't be allowed initially to use any of them or to take cameras. But I did have a colleague who signed up for a shift as an observer, and she noticed last week that workers had been equipped with blue pins where they would be handling ballots, and that's expressly prohibited in Arizona election policy because those black and blue ink are the colors used to mark ballots in Arizona. And so that prompted them to change policy and take some precautions that they obviously hadn't been taking. There has been an agreement since then to let reporters and TV crews come in and watch the process each day. But like I said, there's still a lot that, you know, hasn't been explained about what it is exactly that we're seeing.
Andrew Oxford is a reporter for the Arizona Republic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.